Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. Last episode, I took you on a tour of Laura Wacker, aka Chicago's basement. And we learned that the city built this double-decker street to alleviate traffic and keep all the beautiful parts up top and all the more mechanical and waste-managey parts hidden down below. Now, although you might find yourself navigating that subterranean part of the system to get from point A to point B, there's a certain part that you definitely don't want to end up in. It's on Lower Wacker Drive. And if you're here, your day just got worse because your car has been towed. I'm talking about the Central Auto Pound. Sadly, I have been here before. My car was parked in the West Loop until it wasn't. Apparently, I missed the sign announcing that all cars must clear the way for a street parade. Stress. A bus ride and an Uber ride later, I ended up at the Central Auto Pound. At night, in some murky corner I didn't even know existed, with wrecked cars sprawled about. And a vibe down there, it's kind of like that scene from the TV show Southside, with the sinister music, angry people.
You sit on your paint stick.
This character is trying to steal his own car out of the lot.
I only got one baby left on this, you son of a bitch.
This is pretty much how it is.
That other voice is Michael LaCoco, the deputy commissioner of the city's Bureau of Traffic Services.
I've been here for 33 years, so it's basically, this is like home to us.
That's right. I showed this scene to a man who's been working here for decades, who confirmed that, yes, people do try to steal their own cars back. Today, I came down here to talk to Michael in an attempt to demystify this place. And maybe, just maybe, to help you calm yourself the next time you have to come down here. And Michael is the person to take us down this road because he's basically done every single job they have in this bureau.
I started on the city as a watchman. I went to a laborer. After a laborer, I became a supervisor. After a supervisor, I was an assistant general superintendent, a general superintendent, then a deputy commissioner.
Worked your way up. What's a watchman?
That guy in the shack right there who opens the gate and brings you a receipt. That's a watchman.
So first things first, what happens when your car gets towed? Michael says after the tow truck drops your vehicle off here, a property custodian takes your license plate number and does a little data entry in something called the hot desk.
It's a law that's got to be in there within 30 minutes of the vehicle being towed.
This is a shared online system.
It's a shared online system with the Illinois State and Chicago Police Department to let them know, hey, the vehicle wasn't stolen. It is right here.
Got it. Side note, this is how I found out my car was towed. I walked to the police station to report it stolen. They looked up my license plate number and there it was, marked towed. But Michael says if you wait too long, you'll get a letter in the mail with your car's whereabouts. However you find out, you're gonna have to bring your license, your registration, and your wallet.
The cost is $150 for the tow and $25 a day for storage. Then the people come in and then they redeem the vehicle, so they'll write all the paperwork up, you go pay the cashier, and you go get your car and they leave the pound. It's supposed to be a happy process, but okay. People aren't really happy when they get told.
You don't say. So now you got your car back, but you also have a little memento from the tow yard. Those numbers they wrote on your window that look like white chalk. What is that stuff?
It's a synthetic. I try to say it's like, did you ever use the whiteout? You know,
sure.
It's like that. That's okay. The best way to describe it.
This whiteout stuff really won't come off. It's like a scarlet letter. Your window basically has a sign on it saying, yeah, I got towed.
Yeah, it stays on there. You got to remember, we're in the environment. So if it rains and snows, we still need that number on there. Can't wash away.
Yeah.
Now, to take it off, the fastest way I would do it is Windex and a razor blade is simple.
I used my fingernail for a little bit.
There you go.
Then I went to the car wash a few times. Yeah. And after about 3-4 car washes, right. Then it was gone. What should people know before they come down here to get their car back? Like, what should they do or know that would make their experience easier once they get down here?
I think more patience. That would be the best way to describe it. More patience with people. But the number one thing they should really know is if you get your car towed, you are afforded a hearing officer to do a hearing on your vehicle. All you gotta do is ask for a hearing, and then they will give you a hearing. You do have to pay to really get the vehicle out, but if you win your court case, and everybody has a day in court, if you win that court case, they will refund your money. We will send you back your money.
Okay, when you ask for a hearing, then a court date is set.
A court date is set. You schedule a court date right when you're here. Through our people here, they schedule the court date, and you show up in front of a law administration judge.
And this is for you to dispute the fact that your car was stolen.
Exactly. Dispute, you're right.
Stolen!
Dispute the fact that your car was towed.
Towed, yeah. Correct. All right. People come down here, they're not always happy. How do you kind of manage that yourself or with your folks that you work with? Yeah, how do you stay sane?
Sometimes you don't really stay sane, but you just take it to what it is. You get your paycheck. It's basically a job. They come down there and get their paychecks. Are they happy? Yeah, sometimes they're happy. Sometimes people come in. Sometimes people are funny. Every walk of life is different. It's yeah. Not everybody always miserable and yelling sure. And screaming. It depends on what day it is, too. A Friday and Saturday night, you're going to have a lot of people drunk coming down there. They're funny.
They're funny.
Right.
Okay. That's fun. All right. I asked Michael to tell me about any of the more surprising encounters he's had down here.
I think the best story that comes to mind would be probably a guy came down here and he was frantic. He says, do you have my vehicle? Please tell me you have my vehicle. We looked it up, found out we do have your vehicle.
Oh.
He was elated. I mean, he was so elated that, and we're like, well, you got towed.
You're yeah, that's
happy
right.
You got towed. You don't understand. I just purchased the vehicle and I took my wife to dinner and I didn't put no insurance on it. I thought it was stolen and I would have been on the hook for all the money. But it got towed. I'll be happy to pay the money for it.
Wow.
So that's why I was really, like you thought yourself, you said, I'm happy it didn't get stolen.
Yeah, I mean, I was not happy that I had all these fees and all this stuff and whatever, but I was happy that somebody had my car. anything wild where someone tries to like bust in and steal their car back?
Yes, that happens quite often.
Okay.
Not quite often, but it does happen. So basically what happens with that is we put it out as being a stolen vehicle. So if you get picked up anywhere, now you got to pay two separate fees to get it out.
So you got to basically hide your car.
You're going to be found eventually. There, CPD has a crew that goes out looking for stolen vehicles. That's part of the crew. So
wow.
Eventually they all get caught. It's not worth it.
No escaping.
It's really not worth it. Go to, you're better off going to an administrative law judge and going to court for it if you think you've been wrongfully
towed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A couple more pieces of advice from Michael before we let him go. One, don't walk here.
I wouldn't advise walking because they're never going to find it. There's a stair system right here that you could take the stair system straight down, but nobody knows this.
Yeah.
It took me 20 years to figure that out. Trust me. My advice would be to hop in an Uber or a taxi.
Two, everybody is treated equally.
Police business. Why don't you go ahead and step over here for me? Magistrate. All right. That's a pretty big title. How you doing, man?
You got a number?
Yeah, 50.
Yeah, we ain't got no numbers like that.
Okay, we're gonna do this like this. All right.
This is another scene from Southside where an officer is trying to get his car back. Michael says, yeah, favoritism ain't happening. Because once your car is hooked onto a tow truck, it belongs to his department, legally. For that reason, they have to follow rules and regulations.
So if something happens to it, we're liable for it.
Okay.
So nobody gets special treatment. Nobody.
Not even the cops.
Nobody gets special treatment. Nobody.
And finally, he asks that you remember, the people working here are people too, just doing their job.
We're in the business of towing, but we don't like to tow people's cars. We really don't, in all reality.
You don't love it?
No. I don't. It's just something that we do.
Michael LeCoco is Deputy Commissioner of the Bureau of Traffic Services in Chicago. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
This episode of Curious City was produced by me and Justin Bull. Mary Hall is our digital producer. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Have you ever been towed?
Me personally, no. I know how to watch signs. I've been here for 30 years. If I didn't learn how to look at signs, I'm in trouble. I have gotten parking tickets, and I pay my parking tickets, but
okay.
I have not gotten towed.
All right.
Rise and shine. WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.